Three, two, one. Welcome to the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast with your host, Steven Martinez, a.k.a. Mega Man. This is episode 3-8, and I had to bring a very, very special guest to do a part two, and that guest is, man, this guy's been always showing me love to me and Cali Girl East and to a lot of other people's pages. My boy, my homie, Raider Tommy. What's up, baby?
Yo, yo, yo. What up? What up, Mega Man?
Talk to me, man. What you been up to, man? How was your day?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just chilling, chilling.
Yeah.
Sure, at home, yeah.
I know. I just been relaxing all day with my new schedule, my work, and a lot of people are like, hey, man, I don't see you go out anymore. It's like, I got a new job. You know, my thing is right now is saving money and just working and spending time with my kids and spending time with my lady and just doing podcasts, man. But hey, you know what? Let's take the gloves off, man, because this part two is like a lot of people want to know, man, like the whole situation, what happened with you and Flyboy.
Man, to be honest, I don't know what happened. I just woke up to a gang of DMs just like asking me what was going on. I didn't even know what was going on. I mean, the only thing I could really think of is this, I unfollowed them, you know? Basically, that's all that happened. I didn't put nothing out there, didn't do anything, you know? Just woke up to all that commotion and just like different people just asking me different things like, well, what did I do? What did I say? Basically, just unfollowed them.
I think in a way, before we start this conversation with Flyboy, I just want to say respectfully, we're not throwing shade and everything. We're just seeing how we see it, because with Raider Tommy and me and a lot of other pages for influencers or for also for podcasters, we look at everything, you know, in the world, in social media, local, community, like the people that we know, we look at things. And I know a lot of people are going to ask, like, well, what's the cheeseman and the drama? But, you know, when the situation, what happened with that whole thing where he got beat up and the day before UrbanCon and, you know, Tough Jim and Salsa Plug were taking care of him and all. I think in a way that should have been a lesson that he should have learned and part ways with all that stuff and focus on Chicano Hollywood and all. But I feel like the streets, I feel like a lot of stuff kind of brings him back. It's almost like in a way with Cindy and I know Flyboy's going to hear this, you know, when we saw him at East LA Film Festival, I told Flyboy, you know, and he introduced me to his lovely lady, super nice and everything. I told Flyboy this. It's like, hey, man, I hope you learned this lesson. But in a way, don't focus on going back. Focus on Hollywood. You have something. But the only thing is, I feel like he gets pressured by social media. Then he speaks his mind. But in a way, it's more like a self-sabotage in a way.
Yeah.
And with all the commotion, all the drama that you see, it's almost like, in a way, like, okay, you're going too far with this whole clout thing, with the situation, what happened with Jenny 69, then this drama, then this, then you, then the situation with the fallouts with a lot of people, then running his mouth on Foo's community and saying his shit on Rodian Radio. Then all of a sudden, I was asleep, and all of a sudden, I got 30 to 40 DMs. Saying that, you know, like, did you hear what happened with Flyboy? It's like, because Cindy and I, we were supposed to go see MB Writers, but I had to go to work, so I couldn't. So we're like, nah, we're good. All of a sudden, he was saying that Scrap King was there holding a knife, whatever, right, and slashed all four tires because of the situation of Flyboy. He needs to, sorry to say this, shut the fuck up. Because you're running your mouth too much and you're getting all this negativity and you're putting people on blast and you're calling Long Beach City College, you know, trying to get a person fired. And there were some situations of a video saying that, oh yeah, this person was going to expose me at some pictures and all. Then I guess Flyboy was looking out for this person and trying to call. Then I think OG Scrap King got mad and drove over there, knew where he was at, and who knows if it was him, allegedly. Yeah. But, you know, but they showed a video of him all sweating and everything, and he slashed four of his tires. And I was like, oh, damn, that bad? And it's just something where it's like, man, if you're going to push that negativity, you're going to get that negativity back. Do unto others as people do unto you. And that's when I got a lot of people were saying, I'm going to unfollow him. I mean, he's going to do his thing, and all that. But when you put your business and 10 times you put your business out there, like, you're like an easy target. People are going to find you. People are not going to fuck with you. So with all that shit, what happened with him getting his tire slashed and all this drama, it's sad because now, before you start this conversation, it's going to lead to divisions and tribals, and people are going to be very clicky. Oh, those people are affiliated with Flyboy, and Cindy and I don't want to be around negativity like that. And what's going to happen? Oh, Mega Man and Cindy is not talking to us because we're affiliated with Flyboy or this. Like, no, we just don't want to be around that stuff because we don't want that negative energy to be in our lives and shit happens to us. So we got to move different. So with that whole situation, it was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that's why I always try to be positive. I don't try to go out there and do all that nonsense on there. I try to be positive, try to help out the community, try to do all that. But I mean, like you said, it just comes back to you, And I've actually done that, a couple people, hard feelings towards those people, whoever's, connected with them. I just unfollowed, I don't want to be around drama. I want to be around positive stuff. I want to build my name on positive stuff. I don't want to build my name from some drama. There's too much drama going on in
Oh, we see it
YouTube,
every
Instagram,
day.
every
Yeah.
day. Yeah,
Oh,
there's
we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
something new every day, and I just sit back with my popcorn and just watch it all, I don't get involved or anything like that.
Yeah. How did this all come up? Is it because, like, because I know you're super hardcore of supporting the Justice 8. Was it because of that with you in the situation with you and Flyboy?
Well, no, it was just basically just unfollowed. There was a situation that happened that they said that Alex was beat up, and
That's what I heard too.
I asked around. I got the I confirmed it that it didn't happen, and that's why I just said it. That didn't happen. That was fake news or whatever, and I guess he took it from there.
Well, yeah, because I think a lot of people were trying to see what's the scoop, what's the 411, and this is the thing where it's like, I got a little flack because someone told me, like, is it, Mega Man, is it really true that Alex has, like, stomach cancer and all, like, for his colon and all? Like, yeah, well, the police or the other sheriffs are not giving him his medicine and all that. It's like, what the fuck's going on? So a lot of that somewhere in a way, I have to do my homework as well, but. With me and her, Cindy, we work too much. We want to make the time and see what's going on in Victorville. But what I heard, word on the street, if I go over there, this is real talk. If I, Cindy and I, we go over there, they might arrest me for talking about certain situations that is above Alex, about the Masons and the Illuminatis. I can't go over there. When that's one of the reasons why they're kind of, I saw some police Instagrams looking at my stuff. And shout outs to Long Beach Audit. Long Beach Audit, we've been going hard on promoting certain things. And, I'm going to be honest, when you get a lot of weird phone calls and you get a lot of police Instagrams or certain people looking at your stuff, it's like, man, I want to make the trip. But at the same time, well, you're over there in the Inland Empire. Oh, you're in the Illuminati's playground. I don't have no business in the Inland Empire because I know what goes on. And that's one of the reasons we'll talk about the situation with Nationwide presents because we want it. We're like 50-50 want to go. But at the same time, we had a death threat saying, if you come, we're going to have some problems. If you go, it's like, oh, really? Why? Because I support certain people. Why? Because of this situation. Said, oh, because we saw some videos of you talking about the Masons.
That's crazy.
I can't do any. I can't really speak our minds. What's going on with our country? Everything's all coming out with this whole thing with the Masons and Illuminatis and Trump and Biden. It's deep. It's deeper than I know with Alex. Just to say, but this is way deeper. We talked about. He stirred up the bee's nest, and for some situation, there people are scared to speak up and. And that's why I feel like I kind of see little by little, I see people trying to forget about the situation with Justice 8. But with you, me, or anyone else, we're trying to keep the hope alive.
Yeah, definitely. Got to keep it, you know. They're out there helping everybody out, and we can't, you know, now that they know where they're at, we can't let them be forgotten. You know, we got to keep on.
It's hard. And, you know, they were saying, like, and what was the deal that they had? Like, they were going to give it, like, a deal, like...
I don't know about the actual deal. I don't know the specifics, but I just know that the deal was offered, and if one didn't accept it, then the deal was off the table, and they all said no. You know, they're just gonna do what they have to do, take it, you know, go to trial or whatever. You know, they didn't accept the deal.
It's sad because they didn't do anything wrong. They were just having a voice, and when I did an episode. We'll talk about him later, but the Lit Outlet podcast, we talk about the situation with Alex, and I know I'm gonna get in trouble for this, but you know, I posted a video earlier about the, you know, 95-96% of the officers are masons work for Illuminati's work for the Rothschilds. And I'm telling you, this whole thing was situation with Alex and the Justice 8. It's a farce. It's a conspiracy. They're making an example out of him because he has a voice. And now Raider Tommy with the social media now, you know, with a bigger voice. And you think of like Dr. Sebi, you think of like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. When you have a voice, and the people are waking up. But now we're living in times with social media. Word spreading like wildfire, take him out. And when I talked about it, that's what they're doing to him. They're making him as an example. But there's other people like me and everyone else. With Alex, I see him, he made a difference, but he's a sacrificial lamb for the next generations of street vendors, because now these new laws are changing to protect them. He had to do what he had to do.
Yeah.
That's how I see it as. But it's just sad that I don't see anyone else like Alex being there for the street vendors. And now you're seeing on television and social media, I mean, a lot of people are going after the street vendors because, like, oh, Alex is not here. Certain people are not protecting them. It's a free-for-all now. Like, let's do what we got to do.
Yeah.
And the cops ain't going to do shit.
It's sad, man. It's sad what's going on. It's just sad, you know, we have to just keep on supporting. We have to just keep on pushing it out there. We can't let them be forgotten. And we just got to keep on praying that they come out, you know?
Yeah.
So, there was nobody out there like him. You know, people can say what they want. Alex, to me, I really respected Alex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who else do you know that was doing what he was doing?
Mm-hmm. And I want to say this as well to all the people listening around the world and all, and even on the social media. I see all the hate. I see all the request hates of Alex that you guys are sending to me. And even close people that I know, it's like, hey, I don't care about what happened in the past. I care about what he did now. I want to focus on the present. And I see a lot of people, hey, like, I hope he dies. I hope his motherfucker goes back, him and his lady go back and getting deported and all that shit. Like, damn, man. And these were some people who are really close to him, and now you're turning their backs like, oh, that's what he gets.
Yeah, but that's, you know, like we always say, that's the fake. That's why, you know, the world today is, man, there ain't no real people no more. There ain't no loyal people no more. There's, you know, everybody's just, they got a mask on. They're fake, you know. They pretend to be who they try to act like they are, but in the end of it, you know, at the end of the day, they ain't, you know. I mean, where's all the support? He had over how many... 300,000 followers on Instagram, you know, where's all this, you know, people that were watching, where's, you know, why aren't they sharing the stuff? Why aren't they sharing the updates? Now all of a sudden it's like, okay.
They're scared. They're scared to speak up. Everything's like they might have warrants and let's go arrest them. You know, like, shit, we're just like, when we were talking about, like, you know, they're saying that we have 10 or 13 more warrants. I think that they use that as a scare tactic.
Yeah,
and definitely. People were like, fuck this. Homer Simpson's go back to the bushes. That's just how they were.
Yeah, that's a game that they play. You know, they wanted to scare everybody, but we just gotta, you know, just pretty sure, you know, Alex was thinking about what he was doing, but you know what? It was, when you do something, you do it from the heart. You know, what you feel is right. So these people should do what they feel is right, you know, what they, you know, from their heart, you know, support them. You support street vendors, you know, whatever, however you want to explain, you know, say it, support it, you know, continue to support it. Don't just all of a sudden now just let it go. That's why I said, you know, I'm not going to stop, you know, I'm going to keep on going until they're home, you know, because I still say, you know, it's justice will be served and they'll be home.
Yeah, I mean, and I think in a way there is a video that they showed, and it's baby steps. Earlier, was it like a month ago, Cindy and I, we wrote a letter to them, and people were asking, did they write you back? So we didn't put our address, you know, because keep it very private, because if the sheriff say, oh, this is here, oh, this is Mega Man, oh, this was his address, they can notify Long Beach Police Department and they can have a warrant on me. Yeah. And what did I do? Just for speaking up? That's what they're trying to do. And the reason why I'm really trying to focus on without, because I really want to get to the bottom of it, because we're having a problem in Long Beach. I know with drugs and everything. I know street vendors, ups and downs. It's the chomos.
Oh, yeah.
And I know Long Beach Audit, again, shout outs to him and Alex and certain other people, audits. You know, they're going after these chomos, and they need to be exposed. And to me, having kids, like, it's hard to go to places with my kids knowing the fact, like, you don't even know who's a chump or not.
Yeah. Could be somebody sitting right next to you, the table right over, you know, right next to you. Just, I mean, I've been watching a lot of those channels a lot, and they just, I'm blown away by how many Long Beach have.
Oh, there is a video.
Black Biden, he just, Long Beach everywhere.
Yeah, I think Long Beach Audit, he posted a video, I think it was on his page, it was in Long Beach. At Trademarks Brewery in the back, there's a basketball court, skate park. And he saw this guy on top of the ramp of a skateboard, laying down, has his phone, and he's jacking off. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, oh, nothing. He looked like he was out of it. But see shit like that. Like, I'm sorry, dude. If you're a chomo, you should be fucking dead. Mm-hmm. Like, you should be tortured or chop your fucking dick off, or you shouldn't be here.
No mercy. No
mercy. Yeah. Street justice, you know? But now it's like these people with these new alphabet laws, these mafias and all, they're making it more easier. Like, well, I have rights too. You can't do anything. Well, it's easier because to prey on kids. Like, there's certain states that have laws that they're saying, like, well, if a husband and a wife has a little girl in a certain state, I'll find out. Oh, it's trippy. That chomo, that predator, can say to the husband and wife, hey, since we're in this state, I have a lot of rights. I'm going to rape your fucking daughter right in front of you. And you're not going to do anything about it. And the cops can't do shit. What can you do?
That's crazy.
There's this weird stuff coming out of all these chomos. And that's one of the reasons why I really support Alex, what he was doing in some of these channels. But now, like, it's scary. We can't even go to certain places in Long Beach, knowing the fact, like, they're everywhere. They're hidden, but you can tell. But there's some, like, whoa, I didn't know you did this type of stuff, and I can't fuck with certain people. I'll tell you off, there's certain, maybe it's someone that you don't know, but I kind of know, and we can't fuck with them because we're having that little suspect of, I think that guy's a chomo.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. But that's this is how, what's going on with the world. The world is too toxic, you know, with social media now, 2024, this is a year of people taking their mask off and showing their true colors.
Exactly. So how about that? And that's sad, man. It's sad that there's people out, well, almost everybody's like that, you know? I mean, how many people can count that are loyal, that are real, that are, you know, just every day somebody else is showing their true colors, and man, it's just, I don't even really want to go out, you know, in public, you know, to events and stuff like that anymore, because it's just like,
that's what I did too. I stopped going to certain other events. I know I see the same people and all, but when we had Jennifer Commitment Queen, you know, Frank's wife, and he said that this is the year, like, everyone's all fake, everyone's like, you know, picking sides or clickies, and, you know, having their little clicky divisions, and when you go, like, there's just problems. We don't want to go where there's problems. Like, you know, if you have a problem with someone, don't put your shit out on blast. Like, I don't want to be a hypocrite and say, like, well, Mega Man, you do that. Well, I have to defend myself. I'm not going to have anyone lecture and say shit about me that's not even true. Then I have to defend myself and people are going to look at me like, oh, look at Mega Man. He's probably being like a fucking fly. He's having a flyboy moment. But not like that.
Yeah.
But you get, I bet you on your page, you probably get criticized a lot.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Not everywhere.
Because like, how were the DMs like when that whole situation, going back to Flyboy, that was like, whoa, what happened? Why'd you do that for?
Actually, no. I mean, I had a couple like that. I had a couple that just told me that I had a, how do you call it? Speak out on it. And I said, no, I'm not going to speak out on it, you know, because, you know, whatever is being said is not true. And my real ones, the ones that I, you know, loyal, support and all that, they're going to know it's not true. So, you know, when I was, you know, and here's one of the things I was being accused of, that I was stealing money from the Justice League. I said, until the Justice League comes out and makes a post about it, you know, whoever is involved with them, then that's when I'll speak out on it. But until then, you know, I'm not just going to, you know, speak out on something that's not even true, you know, just because somebody wants to talk about it, you know, spread a rumor like that. Like, no, I'm not going to address it.
With no evidence.
Nothing. With no evidence, yeah. When they address it online or something like that, if they felt that, then I'll address it. But I'm going to... So many people talk shit, like, I don't even bother me anymore. I just laugh it off, just, you know, go about my day.
You said, you know,
because, you know, my people that support me, that know me, know it's, you know, that would never happen.
Oh, yeah, and now the day of age, you know, you're going to have super thick skin, and they're going to come at you, but like, oh, look at this person, he's trying to go hard. Like, he's probably a new listener. But, you know, it's just, I never seen so much negativity of people putting their business out there hard. I mean, the whole situation with, I mean, you saw that, I mean, hey, I don't want to mention this person's name, but when this person who was on a show last night with Roaring Radio, you know, talking about trying to be like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong. I had two fallouts with the platform podcast. Well, yeah, you're putting out fake paperwork on Kill from American Cholo. Like, yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah. And you didn't apologize or anything? You just think nothing of it? That to me is like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, definitely. Especially something like that, you know? You know, whether that could have gotten Gil caught up in a lot of nonsense, a lot of drama. You know, and then for you not to apologize or whatever and to do what you did, like, yeah, that's not.
And that all happened because a runner, some YouTube person, and he posted that we saw the DMs, and now with all this stuff's going on, it's all gravitating towards like Norby's from Wordy Ray causing all this fucking drama. I hate to bring this fucking Keebler midget fucker elf on, but he's causing fucking friction, causing drama. That guy is so desperate for clout. It's really sad that you have to make a YouTube channel run the fade just to talk shit to like me or to Gil or to Haters World or whatever. It's like, and it's like, oh, I got a strike, I'm gonna give you a strike. It's like, dude, you're being too like attention cloudy. Like,
yeah, a lot of these clout is like I call it, is a new drug. Like, it's people are addicted to it, you know. And all I gotta say is, you know, if you're gonna be out there doing that, you better be ready for whatever's coming. That's why, you know,
exactly.
I mean, you think you're, I mean, anyway.
It's everyone's trying to push the limit of how much dirt I can expose this person, but they don't care about the repercussions.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, when you go to these events, you're gonna see someone. Like, oh, yo, you're talking all that shit.
That's why, you know, I just stay in my lane. I just, you know, I don't address anything like that. You know, I want to go to it. If I'm going to an event, I just want to walk in and just be greeted, you know? I mean, even if I'm not greeted, no problems. You know, just walk around freely, not worried, looking over my shoulder or anything like that.
But it's always going to be like that, man. That's one of the reasons. You know, I noticed there was a lot of events. I didn't know Flyboy was banned because Commitment Soldier was going to be there. And with Commitment Soldier and his wife is going to be there, we can't have this person. The guy's caused a lot of problems. I didn't know Long Beach Carlos. When certain, there was a Christmas event, and I think in a way they say, hey, go, we don't want you here. You're causing too much problems. every time. It's almost like, in a way, it's like every time where Flyboy goes, like, is it good? Is it bad? What's going to happen? He's going to, it's almost like, in a way, you're being friends with someone. Then if things don't turn out, he's going to put you on blast on social media. It's like, what kind of friend are you, dude? Mm-hmm. Like, and why are you tagging me? Because he tagged me, and I put like, oh, damn, that's kind of fucked up. But why are you tagging me for? Because I live in Long Beach, and you think, in a way, I know OG Scrap King. I heard stories, you know, I kind of left him alone, you know. He DM'd me a while back and is like, hey, fuck you, Mega Man, you're a piece of shit, blah, 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 like, whatever. Then all of a sudden, like in a couple months, he says, hey, Mega Man, I apologize, you know, for my character. I didn't know you weren't like this and all. And I saw him and it's like, hey, cool, like, whatever, just chill, you know, like, whatever. Because people know me as social media, but when you sit down and come talk to me, I'm a different person. Yeah. I think we had this discussion, you know, a couple days ago with Cali Girl Eats. I told, like, people get the wrong impression, but people do not want to make time and effort to get to know you. And that's why when I did that episode with the Lit Outlet podcast, hey, what's up with fucking Raider Tommy? It's like, well, is it? Yeah. He was like, well, if you have a problem, well, have a conversation with them. Call them, you know, invite them on your show. See what's up.
Yeah, that situation wasn't, you know, nothing, no hard feelings towards nobody, but I just seen people, I see a lot of people posting about Alex and, you know, whatever posts that go on, but it's like, especially like the podcasters, like, yeah, you had them on, but now you're posting, like, have you helped them donate, you know, I mean, to me, you're posting that you're going to get views, right, and if you get the views, don't you get paid off of it? Like, just, you know, nobody's saying a couple hundred bucks, some 10 bucks, 20 bucks. You know, they're in a situation now that they need help. So the way I feel about it is, if you're going to repost them, you know, have you shared a little bit? You know, just, that's all I ask, you know. But if somebody wants to take it to another level and get all hurt about it, it's just like, truth must hurt. Mm. Like, somehow, some way, if you're going to be talking about them or posting about them, somehow support them, you know. It'll take money for a podcast where it brings in money. That's what I'm saying. Like, people post it, repost on Instagram. You know, a lot of people are demonetized on that. But if you're going to go post something that's making money off of it, hey, shoot them a couple bucks, you know, help them out. But some people, I see many people posting about them that I've never even seen them around or whatever, you know. And I'll be honest, I see, you know, when I post something about them, it brings numbers. So that's why I see a lot of people, you know, using Alex for clout, you know. That's so, it kind of gets frustrating. So I, you know, every now and then I'll say something, you know. I'm not trying to be, you know, disrespectful. It's just an honest question, you know.
Yeah. Tell me about that one. That's the thing, you know. People are looking for, Alex brings, certain people bring a lot of numbers. I don't get paid. You know, I do it from my heart. You know, when I post anything with Alex, yeah, it's not about being clout.
Yeah.
If I was a cloudy, I'll be like Flyboy. I'll be like this person. I'll be like that. There, I know the clout chasers. But when you have a personal relationship, or you met them, or like, again, Cali Girl, you know, Cali Girl Eats and me, we would go to certain functions with, you know, when he was in Long Beach with the whole situation with a lot of these shomos, we would try to, you know, show love and support. But I notice when I talk about Alex or post videos, yeah, it would give you a lot of attractions of numbers and all. But the thing is, that's cool, but you have to be ready for a lot of the people that do not want to see Alex win. They want to see him in jail, and that's where I see the comments like, oh, wow, that's how you really think about him? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a lot of that in the beginning, telling me different stuff like that. But, hey, you know, when I believe in something, I support something, I don't give a shit. Ain't nobody gonna tell me different, you know. And since day one, I supported Alex, and you know, the eight.
First time you met Alex?
First time I met Alex, well, we had been talking, we had all that, like, really close to each other. But the first time I met him was at the UNB event, Long Beach Curtis event. That's where I, you know, I had met Wicked prior to that.
OG Wicked.
Wicked, one of the eight. He was there. He played that day.
Gotcha. Okay.
I met Wendy that day. That was the first actual time I actually met him in person. But we already had been connected, called, you know, on phone and speaking a lot. But that was the first time I actually...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, that the first time I met Alex was one of the street vendors somewhere in Compton. They got robbed, and Foo's Gone Wild was going to be there. Like, he showed support. So there was a South Bay pop-up in Wilmington, and any of the people, I'm like, hey, where are you going to be at? Oh, we're going to go over here, show some support. And Kadima Soldier, his wife, everyone was there. I went by myself, and we were supporting. And, you know, Alex was there. It's like, that was the first time meeting Alex. It was like, we had a little brief, maybe for like six, maybe 8 minute talking. Because, you know, it was the first time. Was, I just told him, like, man, keep on doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you, man. I don't give a fuck what people say about you, man. You keep on doing you, because I never seen that. I never seen a person really be there for our people. And I know, like, we're Hispanic, we're Mexican. And, you know, there's people who are citizens. There's people who are not citizens. But this is our land. This is our country. Like, this whole divide and division, and I don't care about that. It's all about our cultura. It's like, I just hate to see people divided, like, oh, he's undocumented, oh, he's a Trump supporter, and this. I don't care about that.
The way I see it is, we all have the same skin color.
Correct.
We're all brown.
Mm-hmm.
I dislike that too, you know. A lot of people say this and that, going back to the homie Gil. Oh, you're not this, you're not that. Homie's brown, you know, like, that's... I don't know why people keep on trying to divide, you know, divide.
There's imaginary borders.
They're sitting here, and people, you know, I'm pretty sure people are out there watching us, like, just laughing at us.
Yeah.
I always say it about, like, on Instagram. Like, look at all this drama that's going on. The cops, you know, whoever, you know, whatever it is, they're just sitting there like, look at these clowns. You know, they're going against their own people. You're like, it's just, it's ridiculous, man.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing.
You see black on black crime, you see Mexicans versus Mexicans and all. And the biggest pimps are the politicians, the elites. Like, oh, look at these motherfuckers. Like, imagine if we got our shit together, we could take over the world, but they don't want that. And that's why they keep on pushing all the drama, negativity. And that's where a lot of people are waking up. And that's where how I see things in the world is so different, where, oh, like, I'm not going to take that bait. I've seen a lot of people try to, you know, put a bait, think I'm going to take it for anything. It's like, I'm not going to do that.
And a lot of these accounts on Instagram, I would not doubt it's the cops, you know, especially with the...
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't even bother with it. If they come out and say something like that, I just block them.
Riverside, Victorville, I saw them looking at my stuff.
Yeah, San Bernardino Sheriff's, I seen it on my stories. You know, how you can see whoever's watching. Mm-hmm. They watch, like, not constantly, but I've seen them on there. And it's like, that tells you right there. So why even beat into the nonsense, you know? Dividing, we're over here fighting each other because of this bullshit, you know? And even the legit people that I've seen that, you know, I know they're real people causing drama. It's like, you're saying free the Justice 8. Come on, you know, like, you're creating drama for that. You know, it's supposed to just be about the Justice 8. Let's support them. You know, but you're over here causing drama while you're saying, you know, support them. You're asking for people to support. You think people are really going to support with all this dumbass shit you're doing, you know, dividing and doing all that bull? You know, I just try to focus on them. You know, I talk to certain ones that I feel that are really, you know, about it. You know, they're there to support. And I'm just going to, do what I got to do to help them.
Do you talk to Entrepreneur, like Queen?
Yeah.
She's really more focused. Who's really more focused on what the Justice Eat instead of you? Like, is there any other people that are focused on that case?
Oh, there's a big group. There's a big group. You know, there's a lot of legit ones.
Mm-hmm. Like the ones like the Justice Eight page.
Yeah, the Justice Eight page. You know, Queen, Brown Parade organization.
Yeah.
And Revolution, Kay Serrano, Yayo. There's a big chunk. You know,
because I heard there's
some real ones out there.
Oh yeah, I heard there's a rumor that they're asking Kim Kardashian for help. Like, they were just putting out there, like, hey, they're tagging Kim Kardashian, like, hey, can you help with this situation? Maybe because, you know, she has a bigger voice, she has a numbers platform, because, you know, maybe she can do whatever she can, you know, to, you know, put some words in, like, hey, let these people go. Like, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, I seen that, you know, I seen somebody post that, but I don't know too much of, you know, if that's true or that's just something that's thrown out there, or Alex really, you know, asked for that. I don't know. But I seen them put that out there.
Well, just shout outs to the Justice 8, Alex, Wendy, the whole crew. Just keep your head up. Blessings, prayers, and all. I mean, it's a shitty thing what they're doing, just to make an example out of him so they can keep us down where, hey, these people had a voice, not anymore. When you see them, if you have a bigger voice, this is what's going to happen. Fuck that. I think went away. People just need to rise up, stand up for themselves, and it's like, hey, I'm not going to have anyone like tell me I can't do this. I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and you're going to do anything about it, you could shut the fuck up. Yeah. That's how I see it as.
Yeah, just like on my live right now, Revolution, let's all put the drama to the side.
Yeah.
And let's ride. That's what we need to do. If we're there saying Free the Justice 8, let's be there and try to help Free the Justice 8. Fuck all that drama. I've gotten to the point where I just wanted to really let it go and just walk away from it. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but if I just turned around and walked away, I still have my life. I've seen promoting concerts, doing my thing. Like, it's not going to hurt nothing, you know? I've even had people say that I built my page on it. Like, you know, no disrespect to them, but I had my page ready. Yeah, I'm not saying some didn't come from them, you know, of course. But it's just ridiculous, the drama that's going on right now. Like, this is all come together. And like I said before, on certain posts, like, at the end of the day, when we get them out, we get them home, the girls come home to their kids like they should be. You want to say fuck me at the end of the day? Fuck you too, and I will walk away. Okay. But up until right now, until we get them home, let's concentrate on that, you know.
Does the Justice 8, I know some of them have kids, but they haven't seen their parents because they're in jail, right?
Correct.
Fuck, that's crazy, man. Like, you just haven't seen your kids, and also you've been in jail for so long. Who knows, like, I have a place to stay. Who knows if their places are getting evicted now, like, kicking all their stuff out and this. Who knows?
Yeah, and that could be happening. You know, their houses that they had. But with all this bullshit drama going on, like, they need the house. They need donations. They need all that stuff. There's a lot of them, the Brown Beret organization, Queen, and all them are putting these fundraisers together and all that, but you know, some people are concentrated on the drama. And do you know the people that want to support are going to say, if they're going against each other, like, why in the hell am I going to donate? So at the end of the day, you're saying Free the Justice 8. Do you think they're going to help Free the Justice 8 with their donations, whatever, you know, wherever they need the money to help them, their money on their books or all that? People are just going to turn around and walk away from it.
I remember there's a time when people were promoting their Zelles or Venmo in the early stages of the Justice 8 when they got arrested, and everyone was getting their money back. It's like, and I don't know what, if the police department, the elites had connections with Instagram or Zelles or Venmo, and they were taking those posters, those pages out, and like, you're not going to help them. Like, oh no.
Definitely. The GoFundMe, Instagram.
They took it down?
I was getting hit. I was getting, I couldn't comment. Every time I hashtag Free the Justice 8, I still to this day have no live. I'm on my backup live right now. So it makes it even harder. So with all these people creating drama, how's he going to help that? It makes it even worse. You know, you already got the system. You already got GoFundMe. You already got Instagram. You got all them against them. So now it makes it even worse, you know, when your own people that are supposedly supporting certain individuals or the Justice 8 creating drama. So, I mean, how's it gonna?
Yeah, and also I was gonna tell you, for a brief, maybe about 2 weeks, I don't know, I see your page a lot, so I wanted to do a sample, and I was like, let me check something out, because you're posting a lot about the Justice 8, and I always think about, like, if you post certain, like, controversial stuff, I want to see. And there was a time for 2 weeks, I don't know if you know this, I unfollowed you, and when I followed you back, and it said, are you sure you want to follow this page?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah. So I don't know if people got you DMs and let you know about that, but oh, dude, that's hard to get here. Because that was at the time you were posting. It was you, me, Long Beach Audit. There was other people. And, well, shout out to Fabian. That's another podcast. I'm going to get him on. When you get those, that means in a way it's like, watch out for this page, this person. post nothing but false information.
Oh, wow.
And those, that's hard to get. And they really, and that's where they keep an eye on you. And that's the boys watching, which means Masons, Illuminatis, Israel watching us. Because we know. We know the game. We know the matrix. And that's the thing where when you're speaking up for certain people who can't speak up for themselves, and now that you have a platform, we're going to take down your platform. We're going to figure out, we're going to blind you, we're going to shadow ban you, whatever we can do. But I had it worse, man, where they froze my bank accounts. They froze my bank accounts for a week when I was posting a lot about Alex. Crazy shit.
That's something else that we're going up
against. Censorship.
So that's why I censorship. Say, like, why we got to cut all that drama, you know? I mean, it's just making it even worse, making it even harder. You know, we can just get past this and we help them, get them out, get them donations, whatever we can do. Like, hey, man, if you're really about the eight, you're going to be about the eight. You're going to, you know, put the, all that drama to the side.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, again, man, shout outs to Justice 8. I was going to tell you, did you watch that episode with Rodian Radio when Kid Frost called in?
I seen a clip of it. That was pretty crazy. Like, so I was saying, all kind of, you know, all over YouTube, all over Instagram, drama everywhere.
YouTube is crazy. I watched every day. I watched nothing but Haters World. Man, haters, oh, yeah. back and forth.
Yeah, I fuck with Haters World. Blue Devil.
He gives you a lot of love.
Yeah.
I saw that. He gives you a lot of love.
I mean, him and Royal T, kind of rapper.
Royal T.
They always point at it. That dude shows a lot of love. Like, just, I mean, I don't take it wrong. You just clowny, you know. I take that too, you know. You're going to be cool with me, clown me, whatever, go ahead. But, you know, when you disrespect, well, that's another story, you know.
Man, I'm going
to
tell you.
Shout out to Royal T.
Shout out to Royal T, man. Low Profile Records. I'm going to tell you, when those dark times, the COVID times, when I saw Word in Radio, you know, when Royal T was doing a live and interviewed and had on Night Owl, that had on Sandy Pants and the whole situation with Rodeo Radio, I was more like, whoa, what the fuck's going on? Where's the money at, Doggy Dog? Where's the Chicano Rap documentary that they talked about yesterday? We have two more episodes, then we're done with the Chicano Rap documentary.
Do you think that'll ever come out?
Hell no. Like, dude, Kid Frost can't have him on. Are you going to have Conejo on? We don't know. I mean, are you going to have Slow Pain? He passed away. Night Owl passed away. I mean, ODM didn't reach out to Lighter Shade of Brown. Like, who are you going to bring on? Like, and how long are these episodes going to be? How many people in Chicano rap are you going to bring on? There's a whole bunch of Chicano rap, but who knows? I mean, I heard stories that he hasn't paid her. He hasn't paid her. Tony hasn't paid her the 30 to 40 racks.
Yeah.
And we don't know. So I don't know, how is he getting paid? How is he going to pay all that shit? So. This, to me, is just really sad. Like, it's very disrespectful that what Tony A hung up on him. And he's just like, okay, that's what lasts. So, you know, like, come on, dude. Like, really?
That one was a funny one. What are you going to do? Hang up on me? What are you going to do? Hang up on me?
And I'm right here, dog.
Yeah, I'm right here. And then he hangs up.
Danny, then he's talking about the, I can't say that, I'll tell you off air, but his baby mama, man. There was a page that she used to follow and disrespecting Kid Frost's baby mama. Baby mama just had a stroke. Mm-hmm. That's sad, man. Just all this negativity on YouTube with all these platforms. There is sometimes in a way, Raider Tommy, I have to delete my YouTube apps. Because when you follow all these channels, it's gravitating nothing but negativity. And you have to look for other platforms, but it's all nothing but drama.
Yeah, you know? That's all it is, man. It just gets tiring after a while being on there, just seeing, you know, all the division, all the drama. But, man, that's why I just try to stick with the real ones, you know? The ones that just, you know, are loyal, stay in their lane, or I call that clout chasing.
Yeah.
To be you, and everything will be all right.
Yeah, man, fuck all that drama. We're going to switch gears on that, because we don't need that. We don't want to make this a negativity podcast all those motherfuckers. Did you go to the Lowrider show on the weekend?
Nah,
I didn't. I wanted to go so bad. I heard it was cracking.
It looked like it. Seen some lives, seen some pictures.
Yeah, I think a Lowrider show, then all of a sudden, I think everyone was all cruising to Whittier. Then I shouts to Long Beach Carlos. He had a birthday over there. There was a Low Rider, little hangout and stuff right there on Long Beach. But man, I just like again, man. There's so many good events I want to go, but I'm just way too busy. But I heard, the weekend it was Low Riders, but I heard the cops were in force closing certain areas down because the Low Rider shows in Wilmington and Whittier. Some, you know, like wait, but we're gonna have cruising in Whittier and now. You're trying to shut it down again? Like the fuck? Like, hey, we want to have our good time as well.
Yeah, but that, I mean, but there goes the drama again. You know, that's probably why they want to shut it down. I mean, it sucks. You know, we want to cruise and all that, but I mean, why do you take drama out there? You know, you're trying to, you want to cruise and all that, but I don't know if it's actually those people that go there for that, or it's just knuckleheads that come in, you know, and just looking for the drama.
I think in a way, we saw this. I think in a way there's people who are undercover cops starting shit to close these events down.
That's pretty much, that's probably everywhere. That's even back again, like to Instagram. That is the undercovers, fake pages. You know, you don't know who's on the other side of that page. So why feed into it? You know, that could be Officer Dickhead, you know.
Or the mayor.
Yeah. Creating that drama. So, you know, just leave it alone. Don't feed into the draw and everything will be all right.
I see it more like people just can't just, it's almost like the movie Venom is like, it's attached to you. You're trying to like, I don't want it, but it comes wherever you go. Is this like in a way, Cindy was telling me like, you can't embrace it like people do. Like you have to manifest like positive will come.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I've told a few people on my page, you know, I get DMs that, you know, going through what they're going through. Like me myself, that's all I'm trying to concentrate on now, because when I have, you know, it's going on 3 years now, mm-hmm. when I'm out issues and end up in the hospital, all I knew was negative. I was depressed. I was down.
Same.
I just said, you know, I just, fuck it, I want to die. Like, same. I don't, you know, all that. And like, and then I just told myself, I got to start being positive. You know, somebody had told me, you think positive, you bring positive, you connect to positive, positive is going to come.
Correct.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to change my thinking. I'm not going to think, I'm going to get better, I'm going to heal, I'm going to do, you know, all that. You know, connect with positive people, and it's been fucking positive ever since, you know. And, you know, just got to keep on, you know, you keep on being positive and positive will come. You keep bringing the negative, you connect yourself with these negative people, life's going to be bullshit.
Hey, let's talk about Nationwide Presents, man, because this will actually be my first time going there. And I know it's a fucking far drive.
Yeah, it definitely is. I actually rented a room, or a friend of mine rented a room out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a long drive. My first time going, you know, I end up and Chino Mike and all them and Pirate, they reached out for the toy drive in Pomona. And, ever since then, we've been connected and ended up inviting me out to that. He's like, you want to be a special guest? You know, I'm going to have MC Magic, Little Rob, you know.
Lefty Gunplay's going to be there.
Yeah, they added Lefty Gunplay. So it's going to be
pretty good. After party.
A lot of good people going to be out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get N-Dub before the show and get him on. We could promote. We just got to schedule a date. He was like, Mega Man, I really, really want your podcast to go. It was like, fuck, man, I'm going to be honest with you. It's like, I would love to do podcasts, but I don't want it to sit there all day doing podcasts or I'll miss the event. I just want to be there to move around, network, socialize, see the event and all. I mean, everyone's going to be like podcast booze podcast. It's all it's going to be nothing but egos. I don't want to see now like those podcasts like, oh, that's Megan and oh, that's this podcast. Dude, I don't give a fuck about that. I just want to meet the people.
Now, how about you're not able just to roll out there like with a mic or something like that, a little mobile type thing and just going up to people, talking to them?
That's not me.
Oh.
I was, the coincidence, we're talking about this on the car today. And he's like, oh, how come you don't want to do a podcast booth and all? I would love to do a booth. It's just right now, it's just, that's not my thing. My thing is to move around and socialize and networks and move and see everything. And that's how I meet people. You know, if they want to do my podcast, see, hey, you know, talk to them, get to know them. I don't just have like, here's a phone, like, hey, where you been? Where, I'm not about that. It's about getting to know you, getting to know her, getting to know him in a personal level to have a conversation. And once I build that conversation and me and that person are very close, I would love to have him on my show. I do steps, you know, I'm not that type of person. I'm going to get you on my podcast and use you for clout. I'm not about that.
Yeah.
I like moving around, but I just don't want to be in a booth and do a podcast where everyone's all coming in and you can find a filter. There's tension and all. Cause I mean, there's people that don't want me there.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Fuck them. I don't like them either, but I'm going to go there. I'm going to walk around like, hey, whatever. Hey, if I see some of my haters, like, oh, fuck Mega Man. Hey, love you too. That's just how it is. Those are my biggest fans.
Yeah.
You know, if you have the biggest fans who are hating on Greater Time, fuck you. They fucking love you.
Well, exactly. The way I see it is you have to have those type of people. Because if you ain't doing it right, you know, you're doing it right. That's where you have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody's always going to hate. That's what I used to get pissed off and all that. It's like, I try to say it like this. I try to say it like this now. It's like, especially being a Raider fan. It's just like being a Raider fan.
Oh, shit.
You fucking win the game, and it's all of a sudden, you guys think you're going to the Super Bowl. You fucking lose a game, it's like, you guys fucking suck. Like, fuck.
Oh, man.
Where do I win it, you know?
Yeah, when the Niners lost the Super Bowl, the Raider Nation was all my DMs. Yeah, fuck you, you fucking faggot. Like, that's what you get, motherfucker. You guys got beat by Taylor Swift and the Illuminati Army. You're like, oh, calm down, guys. You know,
yeah, that was a crazy one.
But you know, fucking Raider fans, man, I'm gonna be honest. Out of all the football teams, like Raider fans are their hardcore dedication,
yeah.
All the way. We're gonna get it. This is gonna be our year.
Yeah.
But now that you have your steps, you got your coach. Now we're gonna get the NFL draft. You get your players.
But look at this one, man. I haven't confirmed it, but I don't think it's any bogus information. It was from Gorilla. On his page, they said that I don't know if they signed him or they're gonna sign him, Josh Jacobs, going to Green Bay. That was surprise. I gotta look into it more. I just seen it before I left, coming over here, and I'm like, what? I know he wouldn't post nothing bogus, so it was like, I gotta look into it. I mean, come on, man.
it's money. It's gonna be a money thing. I heard Russell Wilson, he's gonna be going to Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you didn't have a good playwright in Broncos and go to the Steelers. I mean, it's all these players are moving around, but for some kind of reason, I don't know what. But if the Raiders would have won the Colts and they would have been in the playoffs, man, who knows how they would? I kind of believe they would have had a Cinderella team.
No, they're out there. That would have been crazy. Nobody would have ever thought. But we'll see this year.
But are there any, when we see each other at nationwide events, are there any people that you're kind of like, oh, I can't wait? Because I heard Jenny 69 is going to be there. I mean, a lot of like artists going
to
be there.
The one I really want to meet and looking forward to is, because I grew up listening to not nothing but him, but he was one of the ones that I just wore out CDs over and over and over, is Little Rob. I was a huge fan of Little Rob. Yeah. And I, you know, connect with him on Instagram and all that. He's shouted me out, so I look forward to meeting him. Like, I see a lot of negative about him, but I don't see anything. I don't listen. Well, there's certain views that talk him, certain people that talk about him, but, you know, I don't roll that way. Like, you tell me something about somebody, I'll hear it out. I'll keep it in the back of my head, but I gotta go through it, or I gotta, you know, see it with my own eyes. So, like, nothing. I've seen him being talked about a couple of times, but nah. So, yeah, I think he should be a cool dude. He looks like a down there guy.
Yeah, man. Mm. I bet you it's only like a business thing and stuff. I don't know. Was he on Vlad TV? Like, Little Rob?
I don't watch that.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's a lot of artists I want to see. I mean, everyone's all talking about Lefty Gunplay. He's over here in San Pedro right now with my homie No Easy. He has Coastline Music. I think they're doing a little podcast and music video over there by San Pedro. I saw in the story, it's like, you just see Lefty Gunplay, he's popping up.
Oh, he's popping. Yeah, it'd be cool to meet him too.
Because he got signed by Interscope, right? I think he did.
They say.
Yeah.
I've seen different stories on it, so I don't really Well, yeah, it'd be cool to meet him too. He followed me on Instagram, so
that's
it'd be interesting.
Is there any like new music that you're listening to? Like, oh shit, you know, like, because I know you work with Bobby D Presents. Is there any artist that we should be looking or focusing on?
Just usually this the same ones. Nobody really knew. The only one I really listened to new is probably Left Ear, Rowdy Rax.
Rowdy Rax. Okay. Bobby, check out Rowdy Wax, but Lefty Gunplay, I'll check it out. What about with, because I know there's a performing with Keith Sweat. Talk to me about that.
Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Sunday? Yeah, Bobby has, they're out there in Ontario.
Oh, shit.
Keith Sweat, Genuine.
Genuine?
I don't know.
Damn.
I forgot the rest of the lineup.
Fucking Keith Sweat, dude. Shit, if that's... Man, I'm telling you, Key Sweats, man, you know someone's going to get knocked up.
All right.
Sorry, Cindy.
Yeah.
I know, she's like, I just need a nigga man, beat. Then have you have Mexican, have Japanese. Then I can retire. We'll see what's up. If you want to start going to events, that's the thing. I really want to see what's up with the Nationwide Presents. I'm going to see what I can end up on. I think we might stay there for 2 days because the drive is going to be, but who knows? Last year in April, we had that hurricane. It was over here and people were stuck because it was raining hard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because we're thinking we're going to go. It's like, fuck, dude. And all these hurricanes, these flash floods and something, they closed down one of the freeways going to Victorville, going down the hill because it was snowing and it was black ice. So I was like, fucked. I mean, it's a drive, but I don't know. I'm kind of more intrigued. I'm more curious of how the shows are because, you know, you really want to go to the events that, you know the people are like, okay. But at the same time, I don't want to be looking over my shoulder.
Yeah. Last year, I seen it looked pretty tight. It looked like it was cracking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, there's a lot of different people, you know, influencers, you know, different CC, concrete. It looks like a big event to network, you know, meet everybody, whoever you haven't met yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. Soon.
Yeah, that's cool. There's so many people, like probably you and I, or Cindy, we know. And they'll be like, hey, do you know who I am? It's like, I'll be honest with you. I seen you, like on your page, but I don't know you. And because they think like, oh, I follow you. It's like, yeah, but I'm not following you, but I see you. I see you doing your thing, you know, like maybe from like a glimpse, maybe you see their page. Maybe every 2 weeks or something like that. Yeah. I see their page, but it's no disrespect. And sometimes they get mad, like, well, you're following, if I'm following you, how come you don't follow me? I have my preference of people who I get my facts from, who I support, who I build relationships with. And it's just something that just captures my eye. And there, I will mention, I'll tell you off air, there was two people who said that. And I told her, I said, look, man, I'll be honest with you. You're not capturing my eye. The same old fucking shit. The same old fucking shit. And they got fucking mad and they fucking blocked me. And I had that motherfucker on my podcast. That's right, local pest. I said that shit. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Damn.
Same old shit. White shirt with a black bandana or white shirt with a red bandana. Make up your mind. Change it up. That's where I get bored. You know, when you look at certain people, no disrespect, you know, I'm getting fucked, but... When you have to follow certain pages, you know, I want something where it captures my eye. If this is the same regurgitation, I'll unfollow you. And people get mad, like, why'd you unfollow me? It's the same shit. You're not keeping me entertained. It's boring. Check me out over here. I'm a comedy. I'm going to be at Beer Thug Brewery, everyone. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. I want something different. Surprise me.
Yeah. That's why I try to make my
page. Cindy's like, fuck this. Like, I told you, I don't give a fuck. This is part two. Anything goes.
Yeah, that's why I changed up my page. Like, a lot of people give me props on my page. I just, everything. Promoting the Just As They, stupid videos, funny videos.
Oh, we all love stupid videos. There's times, I'll tell you a story. Cindy and I, we had 2 days off. So that was like a month ago. We were triple faded. We were vaping. We were pre-rolling. We were drinking. We had peanut butter scotch beer. Yeah. And we were looking at Rita Tomlin. We're looking at all the funny memes. So it's funny ass shit. And we were just laughing. being weird. Because that's the thing. We look at people's pages, like, I only follow some that's some funny ass shit. Like, if you're looking for funny stuff, look at Rated Tommy's and look at this page. We're looking for some, like, dude, like, some deep conspiracies, Long Beach Audit. He goes deeper than me. Like, I'm not like him, but he's, like, takes it to the next level when it comes to conspiracies. And those other pages, like, was it Brett Entertainment? From Long Beach, he pulls some good shit. But we want to follow pages that just entertains us, but it keeps us on our toes. Yeah. That's how you get my follow back. Yeah. But I don't know, man. So, and also, we were supposed to go meet Raider Tommy. Or we're going to plan a date. We all meet up. We go to Mr. Noodles.
Oh, Mr. Noodles, yeah. I tried him a couple years ago. Out in Compton, when he had the truck.
Yes.
Yeah.
I speak with
him. I seen him go to Bat, like, he opened one up in Bellflower, and I'm like, okay, that's why, like, 5 minutes away.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just recently, Downing, I'm like, oh, shit.
Man. The reason, Cindy's going to be like, why you never told me this? When we went to the new one in Downey, and I was like, oh, fuck. That's like, and she looked at me like, what? I said, oh, there's a Walmart right there. There's a McDonald's. Like, shit. It's like, where Mr. Menudo's new place is at, I was like, fuck, please. I hope she's not here. My ex-lady lives 3 blocks away, and she's around there, and I want to see that fucking bitch. That girl's psycho, dude. Toxica. And I'm like, fuck, it just brings back memories. But when we went, that used to be a Thai place.
Yeah.
So when me and Cindy went, I got off work, and we were going to go to Atlantic, and we're like, oh, shit, let's go check it out. We didn't know Mr. Noodle was in the back. He looked exhausted. He's like, yo, what's up? Man, we had the tamales. Oh, the menudo. She was sucking all that bone like that. You should be sucking me like that. Was sucking the bone.
The pasta is so good, and the noodles. So
yeah. Did we have? What do we have? The tacos.
We had gorditas. You had asada, and I had gordita de chicharrones.
Oh, and also when you go there, the customer service.
Oh, was it good?
Superb. So good. So. When you go in there, they have 2 people for each section. And they're focusing on the middle section. These 2 waiters are focused on the left. These 2 waiters. And you're like, is everything okay? It's good.
Your drink, chips,
everything. Salsa, we got you. Oh, do they? I don't know if they serve alcohol.
Yeah, they do. They have beer. Oh, they have enchiladas.
Yeah, they had bolí breads. We didn't know that they make their own fresh bolí. Yeah.
He bought fresh bombolillos. Like, you can get it with tortilla or bombolillos. Oh, it looks so good.
Everything that we had, it was so good. And I have to say, you know, like, he came up, and this is the thing we're going to gravitate towards Alex. When we support street vendors, and look where they're at now. Mr. Menudo was a street vendor.
Yeah.
And to be at brick and mortars. Now he has his restaurant. Look where he's at now. He's living the dream.
The jobs that he trades.
That's why I get pissed off when people talk shit about him, especially ones that are street vendors themselves or restaurants. It's like, 9 times out of 10, where did you start?
Exactly.
Even there's like even different businesses like tattoo parlors or, you know, whatever other company. Like, where did you start? Mm-hmm. That tattoo artist probably started in his garage.
Exactly.
And it led to open up his own shop. So why don't we just try to help out these people instead of hating them and stopping them?
That's the true American dream.
Yeah. It's just that when I had Mr. Menudo back then, a lot of people that said to him, like, oh, he's arrogant, he's cocky, he's this, you know, and all. But, you know, and pretty much with Mr. Menudo, a lot of people thought he was very cocky, but the guy had a vision. He was he was gifted. It's like, he's not going to talk about it. He's going to be about it. But he said to me, like, hey, Mega Man, I'm going to do this. And this was years ago when I had my podcast. And we did the podcast at Mr. Menudo's house. And he showed his plaque and everything. He was proud of it. And when you have other platforms or other food blogger and influence talking down on him, like, yo, this place makes a better Menudo than yours or this one. I was like, okay, well, fuck. Everyone should be winning. Like, he's the best at what he does. He's the best. Cool, whatever. But to rain on someone's parade and talk down on him, and everyone was like talking shit about Mr. Menudo, like, what the fuck are you doing? You're a food blogger, tech, and all that, because you're taking it too far. But now he moved on from that. This was like in the COVID times. But now I see Mr. Menudo having his dream fulfilled, having spots over here. He has DoorDash. He's like, hey, you want to pick him up? We'll drop the stuff off. He's making money. And this guy, he's an East Los guy. Yeah. You know, the traditions of his Mr. Menudo's the recipe from his father and everything, and getting an award from LA Times. Like, the guy's living the dream.
I heard he's definitely doing his thing.
We got it. See, I'm telling you, when me, you, Cindy, when we go, like, dude, that to me is the moment right there. Like, yo.
It'd be cool to, is he there all the time?
Yeah. I'll DM him. It's like, hey, which day are you going to be over here? Because I'll let him know this Sunday if he's going to be over there. Because I know he was telling, yeah, I was here at 4 o'clock getting everything ready, getting the trust. He wants everything fresh. And we went in the perfect time, because when we left, woof, long lines, waiting. And I kind of feel like when there's a long line, that it's good. But at the same time, I don't want to feel rushed,
right?
Because there's people waiting. But like, hey, let them wait. I want to eat my food, enjoy my moment, seeing him on my podcast, seeing him winning, and Cindy's having a blast. It's like, man, look at this food. Because, you know, for Cindy, I want to help her be like the best food blogger. And we want to go to places like shout out to the homie Mirage. We're probably going to go out to Astro's Burger after this or get some tacos and shit. I want to try Mirage's tacos too. I know this guy can cook too. And I want to get high too. But yeah, there's this, we want to support. Sure. It's all about supporting. But
that's what I love doing there.
Is there any good food spots that you recommend, like, that you know?
Like we said earlier, up air, Omega Burgers in Bellflower, right before the 91.
What street? By the 91 by Bellflower Boulevard?
Yeah, Bellflower
Boulevard. By, what's the cross street?
Bellflower and Alondra.
Oh.
Before the 91.
I see a lot of good charbroiled places over there. Oh, yeah. Bellflower got some spots over there. Is it right there by the flashlight? It's right there in the border of Bellflower and fucking Lakewood Boulevard. I want to say it's right before New Wave Restaurant and Norm's. Or that's Lakewood Boulevard.
It's by the Chris and Pitts.
Chris, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Chris and Pitts by Golden Corral.
Yeah, it's coming back this way.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to check that out, the Omegas. And what do you get over there?
Pastrami.
Pastrami, like a burger?
A burrito.
Oh, what?
Pastrami burrito?
Yeah.
What?
They're chili cheese fries.
You like chili cheese fries with pastrami or just chili cheese fries?
They're just by themselves. I'm just the chili cheese.
Oh, man. I got to see. Now I'm kind of curious, because if he's talking about chili cheese fries, because when it comes to, I talked about it.
Well, with the pastrami, I like from Jim's, the DUI, the chili cheese fries, pastrami, and the carne asada.
Oh, I don't know if I can finish that, man.
That's a killer one. You guys probably want to finish the whole. Yeah, you'd have to share.
Because I like pastrami, but it's just something where it's like, oh, that's going to make me full. Maybe it's the taste of it, but I would put a little bit of pastrami. But if it's a chili cheese fries, I would just have a little bit of ketchup. But I don't know. I'm kind of curious about it, because I want to see what type of chili and cheese that they use at Omega.
No, it's I don't know the actual what kind, but it's the one that I like.
Yeah, because like
they're fire.
Because when you know some of these charbroil places, they sometimes buy them at Restaurant Depot, Cisco's, Smart and Finals. If they have a 4 or 5 star, it just depends. Or they buy, there's certain private companies where they have like, oh, now that's a chili. Because the one we go to in Long Beach, Louis Burger the Three, I think they make the best chili cheese fries of the Harbor area. Like, it's right. This is so good. Like, when we go, the chili, the cheese, it's on point. But when it comes to, like, chili cheeseburger, bro, that's another story. I mean, everyone talks about, like, Tams and...
Tams fire, too.
You know, I saw some Tams closing now. A lot of them, I don't know, they're franchise or they're kind of, like, owned different. I don't know. But it just really depends. You know, if they make a really good chili cheese fries, but also... if they really know how to make a good burger, because we went to Carson, we went to Yellow Basket. You need to check that out.
Yellow Basket? I know there's Carson, Wilmington, is there a Carson Burger?
Carson Burger?
Carson.
There's a lot of charcoal.
We should get the teriyaki Pay is like, they give you a good amount. It was fire there too. I should go a lot with my buddy.
Oh, any places that have teriyaki, I'm down. Like the meat, you know, and everything, the rice. There's some golden bowls right there on Pixpinos that in Atlantic. There's a lot of food spots, you know. What was it? We're going this Sunday. Saturday, we're going to Smorgasbord, right?
On Sunday.
This Sunday, we're going to go to Smorgasbord. We're going to go see the Cambodian cowboy. Probably makes one of the best barbecues of right now. Mm-hmm. And he makes some delicious barbecue. I tried a lot of barbecue places. That's the best.
Really?
When you come to Long Beach, well, we got you. He'll give you a free, we'll hook you up. We got you. When you ever come to Long Beach, you, Mirage, we got you guys. We know all the owners. We know all the food places, where to go, or you want to stretch your dollar, anything, because there's some diamonds in the roughs, like little gins in Long Beach. There's a little Mexican little spot right next to a dive bar. What is it called?
Tito's Market?
No. Right there on Broadway and Redondo.
Oh, the Lily one for Valentine?
Yeah.
That one is, let me
think of the name. Hold on. It starts with a C. Good food, not bad. Two people. I see about 30, 35 bucks. And they give you a lot of food. And there's some good spots. You just have to go find them. But when it comes to mariscos, I only go to Mariscos El Garage. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That one, because her father's a legend. He makes the shrimp cheese tacos, mango ceviche, and all that stuff. And there's a lot of good spots. Mexihana Hibachi Grill, where Fluffy goes to a lot. But I'm just talking about food, man. I just get fat. But I don't know, man. What you want to talk about, man? Talk about freestyle, man. Freestyle. Talk some guy shit.
I don't even know right off the top of my head. Sure, I don't know. What else do you have in mind?
You know, what's been going on, like, lately? Have you been watching the news, like, what's going on with our country?
No,
it's all fucked up, man.
I don't watch the news. I think that's all bullshit, all fake.
Yeah.
I don't like Trump. I don't like Biden. Fuck all them. Like,
I'm going to vote for these nuts. Everyone's all talking about the eclipse that's going to happen on April 4th. Like, some weird shit's going to happen. Or, like, there was all talking about the solar flare. Like, I guess they're just going to shut down everyone's Wi-Fis and shit. Or even they're passing a law to ban TikTok.
Oh, really?
In the United States. People are going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, people's careers are going to be over TikTok for you.
Oh, thank God. I can't wait for that.
Shit, but I know it's weird. I woke up the other morning. Fuck. I'm locked out. They got me on my page again. I go, I built this shit, and now I gotta go start all over.
Don't you hate that? Oh, that situation that happened where our pages were like, we couldn't go on Instagram. What was it, last week? Bro, I was freaking out, dude.
I did it on Instagram, and I'm like, all right, they got me on Instagram. What do I do? I'm gonna go on Facebook. You've been locked out.
Yeah. I was
Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, I deleted my apps. I put it back. I was like,
the same shit.
Dude, I went on my Safari, put the old school way, just look and stuff. I was like, it's down. And that's like, and I just type in Google, Instagram shut down. Is there anything? And it would show all these pop ups. Oh, they're working on maintenance. Oh, 15 minutes ago. 10 seconds. Oh, thank God. Because if I lose that page, I'm not going to make another one. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And that's how I worry about, like, my page, like, if your page, my page, or anyone else, like, if our pages are done, like, now with the censorship, it's crazy. You have to be careful what you say. And as what can you do? Like, with Instagram, it's like, people are like, you should make a second page, or you should do this. It's like, well, everything, all my eggs are in one basket with this page.
Yeah.
My Mega Man one is like, yeah, it's not personal, but I don't want to go on Twitter. I mean, I don't want to open up a TikTok and have all this drama what's going on. Like, people's...
TikTok. I built it up, and then they just took it away. Like, I hit 10,000, was signing up to start getting paid, and they took it away from
me. Oh, Alex. Yeah, I told Alex, like, he should get in pages to get deleted because of stuff that he talks about, and they did delete it quick.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised with TikTok when they shadow banned and... They took down Alex when he was going after, like, you know, exposing all those close cops and everything. But damn, man, just when I look back at those times, you know, and you see a lot of those people who were going after those cops, exposing them, and it was a lot of corruption. I was like, it opened my eyes on a lot of things on a lot of these people's pages. Like, man, these cops are really fucking dicks. Like, you know, like police gangs, Masons, and now you're going to their houses, and now it's like the corruption. Like, man, one sheriff, one cop alone in Huntington Park was making $700,000 for what? And you only saw maybe what, 2-3% of the crimes? Like, what do? You just drive around and just start shit? $700,000.
That's what I started seeing, watching all these pages, watching Alex, and it's like, how do you deny it? People that are getting mad when you post and expose them, it's like, I see some departments, like with CC Unit and all them, they'll go and they'll get a catch. And some of these cops look like they really, like they should be. Like, they have kids and they're, fuck this chomo, you know, let's get them. So they're there, boom, they get them. Then you'll go to like another city and then they just let them go. Like, how? Like, it should be straight across the board. Either, you know, if you're going to be allowed to, you get them, you arrest them, how are you letting them go? Like, oh, well, we got to go about it the right way. Like, it's like, man, are they a part of that? You know, they agree with that. They, you know, how can one department arrest them when they have the same type of, almost the same type of evidence?
When you, you got a point right there. You know, with these cities, Raider Tommy, I feel like these cities have different laws to protect the alphabet mafia, but also at the same time protect the chamos. And that's why, like, the situation what happened with that guy was checking off. Look at the kids, and remember that situation in Norwalk.
Yeah.
Then he found his house and he fucked up his house and everything. And he got away with it. He let him go. It's like, what can you do? It's like, the cops ain't gonna do anything. And we're gonna let this shit slide. You know, there's gonna be certain people who are not gonna abide by what the cops say. You can't do anything. Like, no, fuck that. People like that need to be fucking dead. Like, seriously. It's just, I hate that. It's scary. We're living in scary times. And I've been so focused right now about this whole, this human trafficking. And it's steep. And it's like a $187 billion business a year. And now you're seeing all the little crumbs and you put it together. Yeah, I'm going to post a video up tomorrow. And this is back in 1982. There was two diesel trucks filled with dead babies. Like, and bored and everything. And they were shipping them underground. You ready for this? They were shipping them underground. And they were going to use those babies, those dead babies, for adrenochrome. So, you know, for the elites. And also for the reptilians, for them to eat. Crazy. Some weird shit.
What do you think about that Ryan Garcia thing? What he was saying about what they had him watching? That's true?
That guy's an idiot. And you know Bobby Garcia's Street Post Podcast? That's his brother.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Street Post Podcast, Bobby Garcia's. That's Ryan Garcia's his brother. They're brothers. And they're from Victorville. I think that was stupid of him to say that. I wouldn't. Dead Man Walking. I would never say that shit. You're at Bohemian Grove and you are forced to see sacrifices or people getting raped. And, oh, it's not, you know. Who's the publicist is saying, hey, it's okay for you to say that or don't say that, but now you're Dead Man Walking and you were on a live with Andrew Tate and he's telling you, man, you gotta be careful. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say.
So is it? It's.
I believe it's true.
Oh, okay.
But who knows if he was on a sick one? Who knows? But I would not say stuff like that because now you make yourself as a super easy target. Now you're hearing all these rumors of Bohemian Grove. And dude, I heard some crazy story about Burning Mac was sacrificed by the Illuminatis. That's some deep shit. Like, in the whole situation with Kobe, he was sacrificed as well. Like, the whole helicopter, the banner, LeBron James doing the sign. Like, it was, dude, I'm telling you, but Ryan Garcia, he fucked himself. He fucked himself. He's not there in the head. It's like, you shouldn't be posting shit because now they're going to come after you. And they're going to come after your family. And I think in a way he says, his ex-wife saying, oh, he's not well, he's this, whatever. So we don't know what's going on with Ryan Garcia's in his cap, but that guy just needs to focus on fighting to shut the fuck up. Because when you put your face out there, you're on Patrick and David show, you're doing this show, you're doing this, and you're just saying what you want, dude, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass.
All right.
Yeah. What's your take on it?
I just trip. I mean, I that kind of stuff, I don't really get attracted to it. I don't really like into it, like the stuff that you talk about. But all I know is my brother used to talk about that years ago.
Bohemian Grove?
No, about other stuff that we talked about last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, this guy's on a good one.
Yeah,
like, he needs to stop smoking that shit. But everything he said about 5 years ago or plus, you brought up the last time we were talking. I'm like, oh, shit.
There's a lot of weird things coming out. And it just, and now you're seeing it unfold. And this is one of the reasons why they were talking about, like, with social media. Now everything's in your face. People are waking up and they're going to say, oh, there's a solar flare, you know, there's going to be no more Wi-Fi before the elections and shit like that. Because people are waking up, people are seeing the real truth, you know, like, what the fuck is this?
I think with this election coming up, I don't even look into anything or anything, but I just say, I told my mom, I says, whatever, which way it goes, it's going to get ugly.
It's going to be civil war.
If Trump wins, it's going to get ugly. Biden wins, it's going to get ugly. I don't know why, that's just popping up.
I
see the way the world is going.
Yeah.
So much drama, so much bullshit, mm-hmm. so much lies, so much everything all together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the division. It's just like, times are just getting ugly. Now it's just like,
it's getting worse. And that's why I was more, at the time we were talking about, like, I want to end myself, I want to commit suicide. I was just like, how that is. Until I started seeing this person named Billy Carson. Manifesting, think positive, think about how to figure out the matrix, how to take over the world from the 300 families. Like, we're sold slaves, you know, like, so I've been focusing on, like, what can I do to make a difference? Because if I'm going to die, what am I going to leave with? My kids, are they going to be okay? And did I break the family's curse, the generation curse? Like, I want to leave something where, hey, you know what? I did my part. So when you see all this negativity in the world, I don't give a fuck. I want to focus on what I can do to make the world a better place when I'm not here. Or Cindy's not here or anyone else. We're doing our part. But I'm telling you, it's a lot of negativity, man. It's hard. And we don't know what's going to happen with the elections. I mean, our country's in the brink of civil war. I mean, we could have five, you know, the United States could be divided into five. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, Texas wants to break off and be their own country. And Russia's already getting like, hey, you want to break off the United States? You have a lot of oil and all that. Let's work a deal out. Same thing with California. Who knows if China's going to take over California as a communist state? Yeah. We're just living in crazy times. And it's like, fuck, it's like COVID. You know, this, war, money, $36 trillion. Like, it sucks. It's just fuck. And I want to say this. I hate to say this, you know, for people who are getting married. Do you really want to bring a kid into this world knowing the fact what's going on? Got to be careful these days because the inflation, a lot of people are losing their jobs. Walmart is going to be closing more stores, Target, all these places that you see, the small businesses. It's like, it's all going to be monopolized by Amazon.
Yeah.
No jobs, anything. People are scared. People are living check by check. Or there's even people working five jobs. Five fucking jobs just to keep up with the Joneses. I don't know, Jay. I don't know. I get scared like that, but, you know, just think positive. Just take it one day at a time.
You just got to continue to be positive. You know, that's why that's all I try to think about now.
Mm-hmm.
See some negative shit. I didn't need it. That's like, you know, everybody, a lot of people try to get me to speak on the situation with what's happening, and I'm like, why? It's just going to keep on never ending, you know?
I totally do, dude. Every time, dude. And I don't want to talk shit, but I'm not trying to be a hypocrite, but that's just how the regurgitation is. Like, you say one thing, and you saw that episode, 100 Block Podcast. I said my piece. What did people do? They ran their mouths. They want that clout. They just, there's some people just, I don't know what, maybe they have a fucking hard on for me. I don't know. That's how I see it as. And they just chill out, just move on. Like, I don't say anything about West Coast Graffiti anymore. I moved on. There was a guy who DM'd me and said, hey man, some guy was talking shit about me, you know, a caller to West Coast, and West Coast was that guy, moved on. I moved on. You're just causing problems. Best of luck to him. You know, he says, I don't have to work my way with him. I don't have to say shit. I just, hey man, best of luck. But with the other ones who run their mouths, you know, like, Tony, you gotta move on, bro. Like, you put your business out there and you want the smoke. You want the drama. Just like Norby's. These people, I can't fuck with them. You can't be around them because when you want that, you're going to get it.
Oh, definitely.
Just look what happened with Flyboy. He got his tire slashed. That's a prime example.
And that's the way I see it. It's not, I mean, back in the Vegas, man, I was ready for it. Like, I getting fights left and right, this, that, but I'm not scared or anything. I just don't want it. You know, I don't want to put up with it. I don't want to be looking over my shoulder at an event. I just like that toy drive. It was just all love. And, you know, that was my first event out after my, you know, health issues. And I'm like, positivity. This is what I like. Like, hey, that's you, you know, from Instagram, this, that. And then you guys,
yeah.
Unity event, I was like.
She was all happy.
Yeah.
When I got ready, we went. He's like, oh, I can't wait to see Raider tell me. Like, okay, calm down.
That made my day. It was like, you know, after what I went through, almost dying, being in the hospital, and all that, and for somebody to tell you.
That's what I tell Steven, is that, like, things that he posts when he would say, oh, I want to do this anymore. I'm going to stop. I'm like, no, you cannot. Because there's people that are counting on you that you give them
joy. I didn't know that.
Right. And he didn't realize. And when I said that to him, he was like, you know, I didn't think about it that way. And I'm like, yeah, because even like your page, there's times where, like, you know, we all go through things and then you see it and you just bust up laughing or it just cracks you up or like it's silly. But it's like that little motivation of that day, maybe that's what you needed, you know? And so you've got to just keep pushing that out, you know, and put your good content out. And, you know, whatever it is that gives you joy, do that.
It's the DMs, Tommy, Raider Tommy, that there's people who are like, yo, Mega Man, Raider Tommy, Mirage, Cindy, you're living, you're making me live another day.
Yeah, that's what I had a few of those.
Oof.
And even with the Flyboy situation, you were asking me, I never got to see it, like, what were the DMs like, and this is what makes me try to be positive even more. There was only two that I got. They said, you need to speak up on this. Speak up on it. Yeah. No reason to. And all the rest were all, we got your back. We got your back. You need this. You need that. We got your back. You got your back. And that, just like being at the toy drive, it was like, hey, you're so-and-so. You're so-and-so. I follow you. This felt good. These DMs were the same way. It's like, wow.
Because it didn't make sense.
That many people support me? That many people have my back?
Like, yeah. Because it didn't make sense to me and Cindy because, like, we think, like, Raider Tommy. We know him, dude. Like, he's super cool. Like, you would never do that. Like, that to me, it threw off. And it's kind of like, oh, but it's just like, that's just how the game is played on social media. Yeah. Like, you're winning, you know, people are going to be negative. Nope. It's almost like in a way they hate themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I mean, who would make a page to do that? Who would go out of your way to talk shit about somebody? Like,
people that are not happy.
You have no life. You have, I mean, go and talk about your kid. Go about, you know.
Take a walk.
Yeah, something.
Hey, take a walk and be like Pablo Escobar. He's in an empty swimming pool. He's just looking up like, what's life? What can I do?
No life, man. I mean, shit, I trip out on the stuff that people, you know, talk about people, the rumors that they put out there. It's just unbelievable. I just keep me away from that, you know?
You know, I want to do a funny means, and I want to tag Mirage and Viva, and I'm going to be like a Pablo Escobar looking all sad, be like, man, I missed the fucking lighter fluid event. I'm going to be like that, because I was really looking forward to go seeing lighter fluid, because if you ever go to these events, there's, man, the last time I went, they had Dunos, Jaguar was there, you know, a lot. So I really want to go next time because they're doing some things. And that's the thing about me and Cindy want to move different. And I'm going to go to certain events because they're popping up. Lighter Fluid is popping up right now. And I can't wait for summer. Is it, you know, they have You know, like maybe they have music the night before, then they have the lighter fluid event. Then after that, they have the event at night till 2 o'clock, like hip hop. That's going to be like, that's like a whole night. And some people come from different states to come to the lighter fluid event. Like it gets crazy. Because the last time I went, they had in a building over by Ball Heights, and they had upstairs of all these classes teaching like how to focus on how to be better on social media, how to put good content, like to get those, like, oh, wow, I didn't know about that. This is what you do for music. And I was like, oh, wow. Because I'll give an example. Social Primate, he went there, he learned, look where he is at now. Like, he's getting out there. He's making a difference for his community. For Cudahy, Southgate, like where he's at, that I'm seeing him, like, oh, he's blowing up. So a lot of people are going to certain events or anything what they can do to better themselves, better their Instagram, but also network as well. And that's why I feel lighter fluid is going to be that one event where it's like, you got to mark this on your calendar for the year. That's what I see it as. But other than that, Raider Tommy, do you have any last words or any shout outs?
Whoever's gonna listen to this, we got a Kiera coming up.
Yes,
I'm this year swap meet. Mm-hmm. I believe it's the 23rd, couple weeks. We're also having the state line in June, and just ready for a shout out to Endo, man. That dude, like, stay connected, and he's a real good guy. Looking forward to that event.
Super positive, and, man.
But real positive.
Super positive.
Connected with that dude. Yeah, it'll be the 29th, I believe.
The 29th of, okay. Yeah.
And,
Friday.
Oh, March, yeah. Oh, no, that was a Friday?
Yeah, that's a Friday. Every night. So the 23rd is
Saturday.
Okay, the 23rd.
We'll see what we can do. We'll go. Come in. If I go to Santa Fe Sawmills, I'm going to get fucked.
Right.
I'm going to be drunk fuck. I mean, crazy. We'll see my uncles. They're all OG'd, all gangstered up and shit. But man, those beers are expensive, man.
Yeah.
It's like those big ones. But man, I wanted to see if we go over there. I mean, maybe we could find the Blood and Blood Out 5-hour movie. Because I know there's someone out there that has that 5-hour. I seen it. I heard stories about it. There is a certain area. Yeah. They might have that 5-hour Blood and Blood Out movie.
Yeah, but other than that, just everybody that's involved with Alex, you know, Breathe the Justice 8. Shout out to the Brown Berets, Sochi, Kay Serrano, you know, Queen, all of them, you know, everybody that's just there, Steve-O. We just got to keep our head on straight and avoid all that drama. You know, because we ain't going to get nowhere. We ain't going to help them if we just keep up with that drama, you know. Yeah. You know, we got to be the better people, you know. If there's going to be people out there like that, just let them have their own little clown show.
Yeah, I'll have a little clown show. And, you know, I'll speak for me, you know, shout out to Justice A, man. We're keep on praying. We're going to keep Dolope alive, Alex, Wendy, you know, and the rest of them. And, you know, God's watching. We're going to be praying. And I'm just hope, you know, they can pull through and, you know, they can be released, you know. But only time can tell.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some real ones out there that are connected. You know, that's the ones that I try to stay. Yayo and all them, you know, just...
Oh, shout outs to him. Yeah. He's been showing a lot of love.
Oh, yeah. That guy shows love like unbelievable.
He tags, you know, like, oh, man, I can't wait. You're going to be out. Like, yeah, I'm going to have Rainer Tommy, man. Yeah. And the thing is, it's bringing the right people on my show. I don't want to get out. People think, like, are you going to bring Concrete on, Jay Valentino? Yeah, I don't care. That's cool. I know them, but I want to bring people that I know personally that are making a difference in their lives, but also social media, but also like people attract. So I want to bring good, nothing but good people. I got to bring Mirage on too. I want to give them some shine too. But where can everyone follow you at?
You can follow me on Instagram _ Raider Tommy _. You can follow me on Facebook, Reyes Garcia.
Mm-hmm. And also your shirt, Mr. Chicano Strut.
I also have a backup, Mr. Chicano
Strut. Just in case, yeah. Huh? Yeah. And also shout outs to Cali Girl Eats. Shouts to Mirage honing down from East of the River Studios. Give him a follow. Give me some good music. Shouts to Viva Mascal, Cutie Pie Baby. Got to give him a little care package. And you can follow the Long Beach Social Experiment podcast on IG. And I just put an episode out with Commitment Queen Jennifer. And that was a really, really funny episode. And I'm scheduling Dace to have Big Brother Jake on. man, we're going to have a little sports talk because he knows some crazy stories in sports. I have Driscoll Kid coming on, Commitment Soldier Ellie in a minute. And other than that, I mean, the list goes on and on. But once again, Raider Tommy, I just want to say thank you for coming on my podcast.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me on.
It's always, man. Good. Hey, next time we do a part three, bring your guest.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to talk because I want to do my homework. I'll be honest with you. I know a little bit of their music, but I really want to do my homework because you know more about them than me.
Yeah. She has a story, and we want to get her on here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're going to bring him up. You know, Rudy, he was a good guy. We'll bring her on, you know?
Yeah, because I want to talk about everything, how it started. And there's also different types of groups, bands, and that. Yeah. There were some conflicts in album, but we'll talk about that for part three.
Okay.
All right. Other than that, everyone, once again, hope you like this episode. Please rate, review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Follow Mirage, Cali Girl Eats, Raider Tommy, Long Beach Social Experiment on IG. All right. Later, guys. We're out.
Yeah.